president and let another take his office. And that's why today, and I wanted to speak about Judas, because Judas is representative of a type of person in the church, a type of person that betrays the Lord. And sadly, all of us, we betray the Lord. But we do not want to end the same way Judas ended. We want to be like St. Peter. So today I want to share some lessons that we can learn as a church from the betrayal of Judas. The first one is that we can see that our Lord was trying to give warning to Judas many times throughout the 3 years. Judas was with the Lord for 3 years. And at the beginning he said, I chose one, and one of you is a devil. So they knew there was someone in their midst that was shwaya crooked. And the idea was that they should have been realized that he was crooked and tried to fix. And even the Lord said at the Last Supper, the one who dips with me will betray me. And he said to him, it would have been better that this man would have never been born. All of these things that the Lord said to Judas was trying to convince Judas, please don't do what you are about to do. And yet, Judas did it. And I feel the church is always giving us warning. And actually, the beautiful thing about Christ is how Christ covered Judas. What do you mean by covered Judas? He chose one who is a devil, yet he covered him, and no one knew that this was the devil. And even at the Last Supper, when he said, one of you will betray me, all the disciples were like, who me? Who me? Who me? Who me? Who me? How did they not know for 3 years? It's as if the Lord was trying for 3 years to work on Judas, to get him to repent, but unfortunately, Judas never did. So the first thing that I want to see from the life of Judas is how the Lord Jesus Christ is covering us. We have many sins that we do in private. And the Lord covers us and protects us from the shame. And just as the Lord tried to cover and protect Judas and tried to convince him many times not to commit sin. The second lesson is that the church needs to be aware that threats and betrayal usually often start inside the church. The Pharisees and the scribes, they were directly opposed to Christ. And it was obvious they didn't like the Lord. You know, they pick up stones, they throw it, like they did it. They didn't like him. It was obvious. But what was more threatening, and what is more threatening to the church, is the wolves in sheep clothing. Judas was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And the interesting thing we learn from history is that most of the empires, and I think we're starting to see that in this country now, most of the greatest empires, they fell by division from within. Division from within causes like catastrophe. A house divided in itself cannot stand. And so divisions and schisms, you often see divisions and schisms starting from within the church. Most of the divisions and the heresies in the church, they started from within the church, from within. So Judas teaches us we need to be cautious of the threats that are within, that are within. Most of the problems in our church, in our houses, they start from within. And even going deeper and deeper, we can see that the threat comes even from deeper in the heart. It comes from the internal. It comes from the mind. It comes from the heart. Judas had like bad thoughts in his mind. And he was maybe living a life of hypocrisy. You know, the Lord criticized the Pharisees because they were whitewashed tombs. On the outside, they looked great, but on the inside, we're worried about the threat that comes from the inside. And that's why the Psalms that we chanted so many times, it says, his words were of his mouth were smoother than oil or butter. His words were like butter. but war. The rest of the psalm says there was war in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. The threat from within starts from the heart, starts from the words that we say. Yeah, we might say nice words, but what are we saying internally? The threat from inside stems from lack of sincerity. The remarkable thing about Judas is that I was thinking about, he was probably sincere in his ministry. I don't think he was always shorter. Like, I think he had some, like, good time, you know? And like the rest of the disciples, they, like all the disciples, they left all and followed him. Tab Judas, he probably did the same thing. He left all and followed the Lord. But what I can say is that even though he left all, I feel like he was still not touched but with the love of Christ. He was simply like going through the motions with the other disciples. The threat from within stems from an incomplete picture of who the Lord is. I don't believe Judas. Do you think Judas, if he really knew who the Lord Jesus Christ was, do you think he would have betrayed him? If he really knew that this is the Son of God. Even he felt bad at the end and said, this was an innocent man. But if he really knew that this was the Son of God, I don't believe he was going to do what he did. And I believe that sometimes we betray the Lord when we don't understand or when we forget who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. The biggest threat to our salvation is in the internal, the inside. The incorrect beliefs of who God is. And that's why Judas, he reminds me of the lazy servant in the parable of the talents. You know, the parable of the talents. He was given like one talent. And what did he do with the one talent? He sat on them. But one of the things that's incredible about it is that he didn't appreciate the talent he was given. Rather, you know what he thought about the Lord? This is the part that like bothered me. Is that what did he say about the Lord? He said, You reap where you do not sow. I knew you to be a hard man. And I was thinking about this. Is the master a hard man? Is he a hard man? Like, why did he have such a distorted view of the master? You know how much a talent is? We were talking about the 30 pieces of silver and the precious oil. You know how much a talent is? A talent is 20 years of work. So imagine I give you a talent, 20 years of work, and then your thinking of me is just, you must be a hard man. So why don't you think of, and I just gave you a talent. I just gave you 20 years, I gave you richness, I gave you authority, I gave you so many good things, but the only thing you're thinking about is, Lord, you're a hard man. Lord, you reap where you do not sow. This is distorted image. This is distorted ideology. And when we have distorted ideology, distorted image of who Christ is, very easy to just sit on the talent and to bury it. And I feel that is what Judas did. Unfortunately, too late. It was too late when Judas realized he had betrayed innocent blood. But actually, it wasn't too late. He could have repented, but then the thought started to wear at him. And similarly, when our thoughts start to spiral, many people, they say, like, my thoughts are spiraling. And they go, and they go, and they go, and they go. This was the trap that Judas fell into. So beware of the threat of thoughts, ideology, the threat that comes within, the threat that comes within the church. Another lesson that we can learn from Judas is that we need to be constantly growing. Constantly growing. I feel like Judas, he had the best environment. Did he not? I feel he had the best teacher. He had the best group of friends. He had, he saw the best things. He had the best of everything, and yet that was not sufficient. So sometimes as servants or as parents, or we can do the best that we can do. We can do the best, and this will not prevent someone from betraying or turning out to be like a Jew. Jesus Christ worked on him for 3 years, and he betrayed. He still didn't, it didn't mean anything to him. And that's why it's so important for us that we have to be constantly, constantly growing in our spiritual life. Constantly growing. St. Peter says it like this, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. St. Paul says it, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. If we're not increasing each and every day with the Lord, I feel this is giving opportunity for Satan to come in and to sow tares into our mind. To sow tares, to sow weeds into the garden of our minds. And that's why the Christian has to be constantly uprooting, taking away, constantly tending the garden. If you leave your garden at home without any landscaping, the dandelions, and you'll see all the stuff coming in. If you want to keep your garden nice, you have to keep it tended to. I feel Judas, he had the resources, but he wasn't using them. He wasn't using them. Even the Lord washed his feet. And you heard about how powerful this washing is. But he was washing, and then he went out and he betrayed. He wasn't using the treasures that the church gave him. And this is very important, because I was shocked that it says in the scriptures that that a devil entered Judas Iscariot. The devil entered Judas Iscariot. And this troubled me, because how many times did we see in the scripture when a demon-possessed person comes before Jesus and the demons can't even stand to be in the presence of Jesus? But now, not only did the demon enter Judas has an encounter with Christ. Several encounters with Christ. And I feel like those encounters, they should have been able, should have been able to expel any demon. But it's not that Christ doesn't have power to expel the demons. It was Judas was, his didn't want it. And if you don't want it, the demons will stay. And so you can have encounters with Christ. We can meet Christ. But just having an encounter with Christ isn't even enough to expel the demon. You have to come with repentance, with asking the Lord in mercy. And then I feel like the demons would have departed. So this teaches us that every day we need to be constantly growing. Or else we will have the fate of Judas. And what happened to Judas is, what he had was taken away from him. And that's why the psalm says, as we started, let another take his office. Let another take his office. And that's why in the book of Revelation, the Lord said to the church, let no one take your crown. No one take your crown. You have a spot in heaven. Judas had a spot in heaven, a throne in heaven. And he left his throne and let another one to take his spot. Let no one take your spot. The wicked, lazy servant, he had the talent. What happened at the end of the talent? What happened with the talent? The Lord took his talent and gave it to another, the one who had 10 talents. Don't give up your talent. Don't give up your spot. Don't betray the Lord. I think we can learn this from Judas Iscariot. We can learn how the Lord is always covering us encouraging us to bring us to repentance. We need to learn from Judas to watch our hearts and to watch our thoughts and not to let our thoughts spiral into like negativity, into depression, into terrible like things. That's what happened to Judas. We need to make the most of every encounter we have with the Lord to be constantly growing. And if we do that, no one will be able to take our crown. No one will be able to take our crown. And glory be to God forever. Amen.